Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
Welcome to Cashing In. So good to be back. We thought we had one of my most beloved guests, Ted McGillicuddy, was going to be in the studio here with me. Turns out he's just a figment of my imagination. So, in his place, one of our favorites, TJ Miller's here.
Yay! TJ. Thank you for, did you not book anybody this week?
Well, no. Like I said, I thought we had TJ McGillicuddy.
Well, that's my name. Did you just say... You said TJ
Miller. Ted McGillicuddy.
Oh, he goes by TJ
Miller.
But does Ted go by TJ?
Sometimes he does. And that's why I wanted to ask you, what do those letters stand for? What do those stand for?
Tim Jeremiah.
No. I meant the Miller.
His last name's Miller.
I meant the Miller.
It's not McGill.
I meant, what does Miller stand for? What does that stand for?
Stands for one who mills, usually of flour or yeast or wheats. Wheats.
Is that what it is?
And you know what Miller stand for? Everything that's good.
In the world.
A good time.
Yeah.
Being respectful to your elders and other people, well, even people younger than you.
You know what you're good at?
What?
You're good at
triple banger lightning round.
Round. Question one.
Oh, boys. Pressure cooker.
Least original nickname, Lefty or Red?
I think Lefty, because that even, at least Red... has to refer to something. Lefty, you're literally just describing that they're left-handed, right?
Yeah.
That's where that came from. You know, they used to make fun of left-handed people. Hey, Lefty. Hey, Lefty, why don't you write that down the wrong way, you stupid piece of shit. You left-handed freak.
Now, wait a second. I don't think they say that.
Well, my father said that to me growing up. And I wasn't even left-handed. He just mixed up left and right.
People are prejudiced against lefties.
They are. My mother's
really
lefty.
Ambidextrous means two right hands. It really should be ambisinistrous.
Is that really what it means?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It should be ambisinistrous, which means two left hands. And that's how I like to think of it.
You're an educated man.
Because I want to be a highfalutin like that.
You're an educated man.
But I'll call you Lefty and Red at both. How about Lefty Red?
Because you're an educated man.
Do them both.
I think that you, you know, you're proof of why education is still necessary. I want to say that.
Triple banger lightning round. Question two.
Most embarrassing time for an erection? While being interviewed by Nancy Grace or while having sex with Nancy Grace?
I think while having sex, because the only way I would have sex with her is under the pretense that I would be able to do it without an erection. And then we start into it, and I become erect inside of Nancy Grace. Oh, I'm embarrassed for myself, but I'm more embarrassed for her. Because she looks enough like... Well, I really painted myself into a corner there, because she kind of looks like a dude, right? She looks like an angry bulldog. And you know what? If you have sex with Nancy Grace, might as well be doing the deed with a bulldog. And a bulldog is as good as a bull. And sex with a bull is bestiality. T.J. Miller for mayor, 1999.
Would you say you think Nancy Grace is closer to a centaur or a minotaur?
She's sort of she's like a centiminotaur.
That was not a triple banger question,
she's,
by the way.
She's a centiminotaur because she looks like a tiny horse bull. That's what I say about her. Nancy Grace, you old horse bull.
Look, buddy, I don't think anyone should ever be embarrassed about any erections.
You don't?
No, I think those are natural. And, you know, it's human to have erections in most situations. It's okay. We shouldn't be ashamed of our erections.
I get embarrassed.
Let's own it.
You say we own it.
Let's own it.
Yeah. All right.
Triple banger lightning round. Question three. Would you rather work at Cash for Gold or Chipotle?
I mean, Chipotle, because that's where the after party's at. No, I think Cash for Gold, man. You got to enjoy. There's got to be some weird people that come in and go, hey, I have gold done. How much for it? I can give you about $150 in a check. Hold on. How much for cash?
Wait, is this a new character?
Yes.
Can you do it with the character that we
love? He is a Slavic man who is always selling gold that he is wearing.
I have gold around my neck.
He often comes to Cash for Gold places.
I have come to sell it to you. You can call me Red or Lefty. I care not.
I go by Red Lefty. It's hyphenated.
I
sell my gold, and whenever I go sell gold, I bring my friend with me. Hey, y'all! What in the good Lord's name? Cash for gold? No, thanks. I like cash for cash. Can you make change? 4 fives for a 20, sucker. Cash for cash.
Chipotle serves margaritas. What other fast food
place? Do they now?
Yeah, I mean, Colonel Sanders, they don't serve moonshine.
I wish they did.
What other place? Here's the thing about Mexican food. I love Mexican food. I feel sorry for the sombrero. I mean, it kind of makes a better food tray now than a hat.
It's a true thing.
I would be insecure if I was a sombrero.
And I don't know why more people don't wear sombreros with guacamole and salsa and the tip top.
On their heads.
And then chips around the brim of their hat. Then as they walk by, they can bid someone hello, tip their hat to them. And have some chips fall into their hands, which they can get guacamole out of the tip top
of
my hat.
That would be such a great way to serve people.
It'd be a great way to make friends.
If you hire little minotaurs to walk around with sombreros on their heads, and then you could just dip, chip and dip right there.
Yeah. And I think maybe you could have little centaurs, sort of running around the sides, kind of guarding the guacamole. Because some people take too much guacamole. You know, you're at a quinceañera, you're trying to make friends with this hat. You got to have a little centaur to protect the guac. That's what I say.
I think you're right. I also think, by the way, that chips get way too much credit, and dip is very underappreciated. Chips, come on. There's an entire aisle of chips.
Yeah.
Where would those chips be without the dip?
But
come on.
Yeah, well,
it's an outrage.
I think
this is the kind of stuff I get upset about.
Now, hold on a second. Now, hold on.
It's a fucking outrage.
Okay. Oh, my God. Cash, are you okay?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I
can't believe it.
Do people eat chips without dip? Do they eat it? You ever eat a bag of potato chips? No
and
dip?
And they're disappointed all the time.
Yes or no?
It's like having sex with Nancy Grace.
Eat chips
without a condom?
Without a dip,
one on.
Which is what I call condoms.
Huh?
Dip. Yes, people
call
eat chips without
condoms?
Dip. Yeah. I call condoms dips.
Condoms.
I got to put a little
condom
dip.
For the chip.
Hey, girl, hold on a second. I got to put a little dip on this chip. Call my dick a chip. I call condoms dip. And this condom spinach artichoke. Now get on down and have a taste. Hey. This is the guy who talks. The straight gets to Brookershaw. Straight guy that talks like a gay guy talks.
We
like
are going to do a show like that.
Oh, God, that'd be terrible. Just DeShay and the Brookershaw.
Like that. The party guys.
That character is DeShay and this is DeBrookershaw, and we're going to be coming to you live from the top of the Seattle.
Coming here live, dancing word bird contest coming up in half an hour. Maybe I'll call you.
Dancing
turn
word
up the
bird.
Sound and stomp on the ground.
Now wait.
Oh yeah.
Now, but
buttery tasting
people don't eat dip without chips.
They
That's
don't.
Why chips get so much credit.
They don't. Okay.
No one's sitting at home with a spoon and some Fritos.
Fine, you won.
Chili
you won the you won the triple banger lightning round.
I run the second round.
You won.
The lightning bug round.
You won the triple. A lot of people don't realize the triple banger lightning round is a contest. In this first season.
What
this is our
win?
First season, by the way. We go with the lunar calendar. We're doing a lunar season.
We do 134 episodes this season.
That's right.
Next
that's
season
the lunar calendar. So we've got some listeners in a little podcast. That's what I like to call it. Call me Red Lefty. Or Lefty Red. People are excited about our podcast, TJ Miller. A couple other reviews we got this
Is
last week.
Is that the
week.
Third question of the Triple Banger?
Yeah, we're all done with that.
Oh,
you won.
Okay, yeah,
you
man.
Won.
Went by so fast. It was
you
like
get a
lightning.
Prize. You get a prize.
So
you get
fun.
A Papa John's
I'm
pizza.
Having a lot of fun. I'll take a
I always have fun when you're here. Here's some of the things that people are saying about our podcast. It's really exciting. There's a website called peoplethateatrottencorndogs.biz.
.biz, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty prestigious website. Mm-hmm. And they called us, what they described us as, it's like NPR for stupid people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good.
We're trying to inform the dumbest of you.
Mm-hmm. And then the Princess Canopy Bed Enthusiast Weekly.
Really?
They threw down. They said, it's pretty clear why this podcast is free. So I felt good about that.
You know, that actually I heard, though, you know, here's a little shame on them. I heard that their weekly is actually going to a quarterly. They're just doing four issues a year. So
yeah.
Take that. Prince going out the window. Podcast stock up. Through the roof. Through the roof, down the front of the house, up through the front door, and back up through the roof.
Where were you, TJ? TJ Miller?
I was nowhere.
Didn't go anywhere?
I didn't go anywhere. Where'd you go?
Been traveling a bit.
Yeah?
Did another military trip.
Oh, you love those. That's so good of you to do that.
Fun stuff happens on these things.
Yeah.
Fun stuff happens. My friend, actually my favorite story from one of these military trips, it wasn't this one, but my friend and I were in Singapore, and we went to the, he wanted to go to the Four Floors of Horrors.
What is
Singapore?
Can I just stop you real quick here? Because you're saying that like that's a thing that
it's
everybody
a thing.
Knows.
It's an actual thing that happens.
You're also
in
saying
Singapore.
It like people know. I'm going to ask since I don't know what the four floors.
Well, you can kind of imagine.
Well, is it a structure with only four floors?
I believe there were more floors involved. There's probably some
that's
more serious
confusing.
People.
It's a bit confusing.
Probably pursuing more practical pursuits up top. Maybe even curing cancer up there. Who knows?
Maybe they're
maybe,
podcast people
out.
That are going up through the roof.
Maybe testing
down
out
on the front.
Different chips and dip up there. We don't know what goes on. Maybe some miniature observation sites. Mm. We don't know what happened. But there's actually four floors filled with bars with whores. And my friend wanted to go do it. And I was engaged at the time. And I said, yeah, you know, I'll go. I want to support the cause. I'll definitely go
wingman.
Support you. And being a wingman on a whore expedition, is you feel confident. I felt good going in. Mm-hmm. He had money in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And I've got some pretty good eyesight. Mm-hmm. So feeling pretty good. So we go to check out.
That's
the,
what you bring to the table.
Four Floors of Horrors. I love my friend. We got there about 10 minutes after we got there, 5 minutes, he goes, Cash, I found my whore. I got to go. I'm like, what? Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, buddy. Listen, there's four floors, not just four bars, four floors of whores. You know, feel it out a little bit. Look around a little. You've got time. You know, I think the odds are with you. And he's like, yeah, but this one's so awesome. I'm like, I know, but you can always come back. You know, I think she'll be here for you. I just thought it was so funny. He wanted to leave immediately with his whore. Anyway, so we looked around at some more whores. He lasted about 45 minutes to an hour looking around at the different whore possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
He settled on one. Felt pretty good about it.
Was it the original one?
It was not the original one. In fact, he thanked me later. He's like, thank you for stopping me. Because it really, you know, it never would have been so great as it was. And he took her back. This is such a romantic. We got back to the hotel, and he was playing the piano for her in the lobby.
Wow. Was he drunk?
He was courting her.
Was he drunk?
Yeah, he was always drunk. So I kind of leaned over. I was like, hey, buddy, you can, you know, you don't need to. This part of the process isn't really as necessary. He's such a romantic. He fell in love with his whore. And we had to look for a couple. We were there in Singapore for about 4 days, and he was really upset she didn't call him back.
He gave her
and we actually went looking for her a couple days later, and he was like, He even used the expression, she's cheating on me, this sort of thing.
No.
So, yeah, he was really a romantic. He was a hopeless romantic.
And so, yeah. That's sad.
So, that was my four floors of horror story. I wish it had more of a big, giant close to the story.
I mean, I think you just said we found a fifth floor of secret horrors.
See? That's what
basement.
I was looking for.
It was bargain basement horrors down at the bottom. That's where I go. When TJ goes horror shopping, he goes right down to the bottom floor. He gets horrors from the bottom of the floors.
Four floors of horrors. And then I was in Vegas recently, and a whore actually propositioned me. And it was weird. She was like, where are you going? And I didn't know she was a whore. And I said, you know, I'm just going up to bed. She's like, can I join you? And that's when it dawned on me that maybe I'm not that smooth. And what's weird is I didn't want to hurt her feelings, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm kind of tired tonight, but maybe we can catch up tomorrow night, which I had no intent on doing. But I was like, let's, you know, I wanted to let her down easy.
Yeah, and did you get her information or anything?
No.
So I love that, though.
No.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow. Maybe just
maybe tomorrow.
Maybe meet me on the way to the elevators around this time, and you can come upstairs, and I'll play the piano for you.
So, you know what we're going to do now?
What?
We're going to move along to the essential questions of human nature.
Love that song. It really takes its time.
Why do cartoons get such good reviews? Because they're not really... It's a little ridiculous, the cartoons. It seems like people let them off the hook. The cartoons.
I mean, so what is the question?
Well, why do they get such good reviews?
That seems
reviews?
Like a tiny opinion. This is your show, and I don't want
why to... Why do they get such good reviews?
I think because people like cartoons. They like Pixar, you know, that Up. Did you see Up?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And here's why. Just hold on, Cash, before you alienate 95% of the audience. Because there's no one at home who's like, come on, Cash. Take it to Up, that shitty old movie with the old sad man whose wife died from cancer before they could have kids. Fuck that movie. But I think it's mostly because Pixar does a trick. They make children look cuter than human children physically can look. They make the eyes way bigger. They make the noses really small. Mm-hmm. They all the things that could be cutest about a real human child, they can exaggerate in cartoons. That's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's true. If you disagree with me,
well,
I'll see you outside. I'll call
you
lefty to your face and slap you with my right hand.
Hey, Red, you're in bed. You're in bed with the cartoon industry. That's all I'm gleaning from this conversation.
No.
You're in bed with them.
What do you mean?
You do some voiceover stuff.
I do How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
And
there's no four floors of horrors coming
but
out.
It's, of course not, but it's just, it's cuter. You know, animation.
I know it's cute. I'm frustrated with the...
Also, some of those movies are better. You don't think
frustrated?
Pixar, you think
even and then the superhero movies too. I'm just changing the subject a little bit, but the superhero movies are a little like
well, that's a different thing.
Okay, yeah. Like I was analyzing the Spider-Man thing. I don't understand why the spider. You're getting some of the spider's characteristics.
Yeah.
First of all, you're getting all his good qualities for some reason.
Right.
You never get the crappy
legs,
qualities.
Right.
But
hair.
Spiders aren't that strong, really. That's the other thing. Like how come you can pull the legs off a spider?
Well, I think comparatively to their size, they're extremely strong.
But you still can pull the legs off them. Why
but
isn't
if
there
a spider was the size of a man, you couldn't pull the legs off.
The real superhero,
eat your
you want a realistic superhero? Elephant Man.
Yeah.
Elephants are strong.
I think that guy was
that's what happens when you combine. That's what happens.
But did you see the real Elephant Man? He looked terrible.
That's what I'm saying.
He couldn't
that's
fight
what
crime
happens.
At all.
That's what I'm saying. He couldn't, but that's really what happens.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I believe it.
I didn't really say much.
No, I think, but it's still, you definitely asked an essential question of human nature.
I'm going to ask one more, just because that one went so poorly. How long can a relationship exist before it's inappropriate to ask someone their name?
A friendship?
Yeah, how long do you have to know
relationship,
someone?
Right?
Because I know someone, I've known him for years, and I'm kind of embarrassed now. He calls me Childress.
He calls you Childress?
Yeah, and I can't correct him. It's too late. It'd be embarrassing
Cash,
for him.
He calls you Childress?
Yeah, don't know why. Rather like it, to be honest.
It's not a
name. I think...
Childress, that's a children's dress.
Childress?
He's calling you a children's dress.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Don't take this to a dark place.
Why don't is
hear
so
my,
dark?
Don't hear my spirit like this. He's a friend. I call him Joe, and I'm starting to wonder if I don't know his name and we're both doing this, like we both don't know each other's name.
What do you call
name.
Him?
I call him Joe. I think that's his name.
I mean, I... Childress, first of all, is definitely a children's dress. And second of all, I think after about 6 months, I have some people I don't know their names, and it's too late to ask. It's part of, you know, it's part of the reason I even...
You can't.
Yeah. That's the great thing about having, if you're a Hollywood person who has an assistant, which is a pretty douchey thing to have, you can ask your assistant, you can say, go find out that person's name.
To find out.
Yeah.
People get insulted when you don't know their kids' names, and I think that's ludicrous. I don't expect anyone to know my kid's name. His name's Childress.
I know his name. Yeah, Childress.
But,
you got there first, you old son of a bitch. That's why I call you Lefty. They call me Red.
But I don't think anyone should be insulted. It's like, dude, I don't know your name. I couldn't pick you out of a lineup. It's weird when they say all people look the same. We all have the same noses and ears. We're all pretty similar. Elbows. Like, it's not...
That is
it's
the
hard
craziest
to,
thing I've
it's
ever
It's hard
heard.
To disseminate who you're even talking
it's
to.
It's so insane that you're like...
Come on, we're all the same.
What's your name? You got noses and eyes.
It's
like
hard. It's hard
else.
To narrow it down. Let's narrow it down. I don't even know if your child is a boy or a girl. Come on.
Here's my rule.
How would I remember your kid's
name? If
your
kid isn't old enough to tell me their name, then I don't need to remember their name.
Yeah. Let's put a name tag on him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? He's
get a tattoo.
He's
on
wearing
his face.
A Spider-Man outfit. Tattooed, I could pull his legs off
right,
if I had
exactly.
to.
Pull those legs right off.
We'll call back segments that didn't work. I don't care. I have no fear on this show. You know why? It's free. Okay?
It's a free podcast.
It's a free podcast. I'll say whatever I want.
We're going to start
There's
charging.
No limits.
A lot of podcasts, Cash, do you think you'll ever start charging for live shows, do you think?
Yeah, I think eventually. If I get really good guests.
I think you could...
I'm trying to work my way up the guest
list. The guest list. I think you could charge, $25-$30 for a live show.
People are starting to ask for live shows, but for whatever reason, they just like the episodes you're on. And it kind of hurts my spirit, but I'm ready to deal with it. You know,
but it doesn't break your spirit.
It doesn't break it. It hurts it.
It doesn't hurt your feelings.
I have a little bit of a calcium deposit in my back because of the spirit being broken a little bit slowly.
Yeah, that'll happen.
It'll happen.
And if your spirit doesn't heal back correctly once it's broken.
Yeah. I'm on a roll right now. I'm bringing up random topics to one of my closest friends in the business, and I consider you that.
I consider you
I know
same.
Like 10 people in this business, and you're one of my favorites.
You're
in the
one
top
of my
five.
Favorites,
you really
Cash.
Are.
Thanks for having me on your show.
I love having you on, man. Let me ask you this. Is it stupid that the truck drivers are still, that they're still using the walkie-talkies? It seems a little gay, doesn't it? It's a little bit like, hey, Easter Bunny, come on in if you get your ears on. This is Ritzy Bitsy Spider, just wondering what your 20 is. Just past Little Bear. He's about to wash the spider out.
And then,
you know?
And then the response is, it's a Bitsy Spider. This is Red Lefty. And I'm going to pull those legs off if you don't stop bothering me on this walkie-talkie.
And Ritzy Bitsy Spider, we're on the way to the four floors of whores. And looking for the bottom floor right underneath.
The shy, over and out. That's there over and out.
Drinking some real airplane juice.
My father had a CB radio. So I used to try
I know, and
talk
it's
to
great
truckers.
Back then, but we have something called cell phones now.
Well, what are they? I'll be talking
it's
on cell
It's gay. It's like, you know what? Do we need a convoy, too? Do we really need
Last
a convoy? Hey, let's have a convoy.
Using a CB radio is gay, then you can go fuck yourself. 10-4 that.
And I'm sorry to anyone where I'm using the gay word that way, because that is sort of, but it's not meant.
It is. It's effeminate, but it is.
It's not. It's just
the way they hold the radio.
It's not meant.
Might as well be holding a mint julep.
Yeah.
Talking to a bouquet of daisies and lilies.
It's lame. I should say that. That's all.
Yeah. Being
it's
gay,
a bit too spider.
Gay
no, not being gay. Not being gay. I mean, I have one of my closest friends is gay, and he's sitting right here in this
Sorry,
room,
Mom. You
right
have
there.
To hear it this way over the podcast. Don't tell Dad.
So we're gonna have to cut this part. But come on, buddy. What do you think about the CB? I know your dad had one. I know you're close
I mean,
to
I
it.
I thought it was pretty cool. But yeah, you could probably there should be some other technology that is a video thing that goes up. I mean, it'd be fun to be able to hang out with your friends. Through holographic imaging.
That's you think so?
Yeah, we're ready for it.
I've got pieces of paper because we were going to move on to
That's
one
okay.
of my favorites.
In the meantime, I want to say I like your rugby shirt. Not enough people wear rugby shirts nowadays.
Thanks, buddy. I wish you would come to the podcast and wear clothing, but I've gotten used to it.
I love it. I love being free and naked on the microphone.
At least I know no one's just going to be throwing some soup on me out of the blue.
Well,
I don't know where you keep it, but when you're naked like that...
keep it in my belly button. And I always put a fig leaf over my penis out of respect to you and Matt.
I appreciate it, buddy. It's obvious you're a lefty. Anyway, let's move it along to a new segment. And this is just a working title, mm-hmm. TJ. So it might, you know, it's...
Now, people have been saying, though, that it seems like a pretty... that it would be good for you to get a new title for it. That's what people are saying.
Yeah, online. It's just a working title.
And what is it?
It's called Tweedalize.
I mean, I definitely like the tune that you're singing.
You have to say it that way,
the name.
Tweedalize.
What other titles are you working on thinking about?
What do we have, Matt? We had Twits End.
Twits End.
We had Twits and Shits.
Twits and Shits. Twitter me this.
We had gay is an offensive word. That didn't really fit in perfectly, but we thought that might
work. Have you guys thought of doing twalking the plank?
Twalking the plank?
Yeah, twalking the plank.
We had twambling. Twambling?
Do you have a...
Twamblings?
What about look
Twamblings.
Who's... Look who's twalking now.
That's who's twalking. We had tweets are for birds.
What about twalk like a man? Are you guys noticing a pattern or not?
Yep.
Because I hope you are. There is one.
Yeah, the voice is in my tweet compactor. We had that one. But let's do it. Let's look at some we have some tweets here from you, TJ. We're just going to analyze.
Let's get the tweet beats out on the tweets.
Yeah, let's get it out there. This one is really impressive, TJ. You're a real poet. I don't know if you realize that. I think of you as
sort of a
Voltaire or maybe a Robert Frost or maybe even a Shakespeare.
I've heard of the last
two. Once more into the breach,
dear
friends.
I've heard of the last two.
TJ Miller. He says, if a man so much as slights a woman I'm with using slander or jagged stare, mm-hmm. I turn to him and say, quote, this woman is better than all of us, sir.
Can you read that again, though? Because you...
Yes, I would like to not...
You had interesting intonation. In that if a man even slanders a woman I'm with, then I...
If a man so much as slights a woman I'm with, using slender or jagged stare, I turn to him and say, this woman is better than all of us, sir.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm always very polite when I say that.
I'm just going to ask you, I mean, you seem very chivalrous.
Well, I'll fight for a woman's honor.
Very chivalrous.
After I spill a drink on her.
Is it chivalrous? I mean, does it count as chivalry when you step on the electric door at the grocery store? I mean, like, if you open a door that way, is that chivalrous?
Yeah, I think if you're going to wave your hand in front of the monitor to get the automatic door to open, I think that's a chivalrous move.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I believe chivalry is not dead. You know, it's just buried in a coffin, alive, thousands of feet under the Earth's surface, never to escape or come back, lest it is released by a series of vampire slayers on the series True Blood.
What's the most chivalrous thing you've done? What do you think?
Once I went to open that door for a woman, and there was no door. It was just a wall. So I built a door, installed it into the wall, and then I opened that for her.
That's poppycock.
That's poppycock and whipsy doodles, daffodils in the wind.
I had a friend who was very chivalrous. He actually played, piano for a whore.
On one of the floors.
On one of the floors. No. I'll tell you one of the most romantic. It was weird, though. This is kind of a sad but cool story. My friend, I had a friend that, what?
I just thought I was thinking, right?
No, I just...
Better to have four floors of whores than three levels of guys named Neville. Wouldn't that be the worst brothel in the world? You just walk in. So we got three levels. All the whores are named Neville. They're all nevish young men with glasses and sweater vests. You got to go around. Hey, Cash, I think I found my Neville. Come over and talk to him. What do you think?
You know what? I think that might be a great topic for Tweedalize. My friend had a breakup, and he snuck into his ex-girlfriend's house and stole back all the sentimental items that happened during their relationship.
No.
Snuck into her upper
That would be
floor.
The opposite of chivalrous, I think.
It is. It's not chivalrous, but I think it's sort of, it made me admire him all the more, because I thought it was a dramatic sort of cool that it meant that much to him to say,
I'm taking this shit back.
Yeah, well,
I liked it.
It's interesting that
I give it the thumbs up. You know what, buddy? Bros before hoes.
No, I think isn't we've all had cool? somebody that we've wanted to do that. Yeah, we've all had someone.
This guy did it. Don't you think that's cool?
Oh, I was in a relationship where every time I would give a big gift, we would break up right after it, and every single time I was like, "Give me that back." You know, you just can't do that. You buy somebody a gift, you give it to them, and then that's the end of it. That's theirs. So I understand both sides of this fence. And this is a weird breaking and entering home invasion and larceny fence that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because he also, you know, went in, because they had broken up.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are a lot of girls listening, if there are even any in the world that listen to this podcast. And I'm sure they're saying, well, that is terrible. You know, he goes, he bought me that ring, you know, but she broke up with him, right?
Yeah. Well, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, she did. She did.
I like him breaking up with her, then taking
that he gave. I'm not, for a second.
Hey, listen,
there,
honey, it's not you. It's me. I'll give you
and give me my
I'll
shit
give you
back.
Your key back tomorrow. Okay, I think it's over between us. The keys are tomorrow. You're out of town tonight, right? Yeah, okay, so it's over. I'll return your keys tomorrow morning. Where did you put that necklace that I bought you in Calabo? Is that still in the top dresser drawer? It's over.
I had a weird instance that was a little bit similar in a weird way, where I was living in this apartment complex when I moved to L.A., and I loved it. It was just so awesome. And they kicked us out. They turned it into a hotel. And they only gave us a month's notice, which I don't think is enough. I think you need at least a year, even though I was on a month-to-month rent. But I felt very upset about it. And the guy was he was in the mafia or something, mob. I don't know how he had enough money to build this hotel. But for whatever reason, and I loved that place. That was a place where I kind of courted my wife, and I loved that apartment. It was the best apartment of my life. You know, if you have a happy place, I always picture it.
How did you court her? Just playing piano for her in the lobby?
Pretty much, yeah. That was hurtful. Insinuating my wife was in the fourth floor. No,
I was insinuating she was one of the Nevilles on the levels.
I know what you meant. She was a Neville. I know what you're saying. Please call me Childress. But listen, buddy, I went back there just to show my friend the hotel, and it was open. Mm-hmm. And I snuck back actually into my I asked if I could see a room, and I asked to see that room.
No.
And I went back to the old apartment, and kind of like the Bare Naked Ladies song. And it's called Old Apartment. God damn it.
No, it's okay. I just, I want to take a
second. These guys looked at each other like,
well,
that's
we just
not...
want to enjoy you referencing a lesser known Bare Naked Ladies song.
To all our listeners out there, I want some tweet. I know some of you heard the song Old Apartment. It's awesome. He goes back to his old apartment and breaks things.
I bet you not even
I didn't
five
break
people.
Anything.
I bet you not even, if there are five tweets about this after this episode, the people are like, yeah, I totally know Old
five.
Apartment.
I want to know who knows Old Apartment. Tweet me. And tweet TJ, for God's sake.
Please.
Tweet him. In fact, inundate him with Old Apartment tweets. I
lyrics from the
was
song.
Really upset, so just as a gesture, I did take two little tiny statues.
Wow.
Put them under my shirt, and then as I was walking out, I saw the mobster that bought the place. Yeah. I was freaking out, because I had these two little stupid statues under my shirt, and I was afraid he would...
Where are the statues from?
They were just like little bedside table statues. The stupidest thing. I never steal things.
Was it
I'm not a thief.
Was it somebody else's?
No, it was a hotel now. So it was probably just decorations for the hotel.
It was just decorations for the hotel, and you stole the two of them. I love the idea of that mobster.
And he was there. He was right
up
in front.
Hey, how you doing? How you
doing?
And
he remembered.
Hey, your chest looks weird.
No, but he remembered me.
You got some growths on your chest there? Is there two? Look like two small statuettes, almost like miniatures, coming out of your chest. You got some growth there? You got a rash? You didn't get that rash from your breath. Here, let me get this shirt up. Oh, my God. And then you're just holding two statues against your nipples. Like,
that's about what it was like.
I was angry about the thing from before.
It freaked me out because he knows where I live. I mean, because he had to send the deposit back to my new house, and it freaked me out. So I had to hide those statues at my friend's house.
What'd you do with them?
I hid them.
They're forever? In my friend's garage. I'm going to pull them out, like, right before I die.
Yeah, and just hold them
Yeah, just hold them against my chest. I'm going to be buried with those statues. I am. It is a couple Minotaur statues.
You're buried right next to Chivalry with those two statues.
That's right. That's right, buddy. So that was the that was our new section called Tweedles. Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
Do you remember it?
It's a working title. We can keep moving around. Let's go along to Tiny Opinions. I have Tiny Opinions.
The teeny tinies.
Do you have I have a tiny opinion.
I do.
I think if you know, everyone talks about having a man cave. Man cave is stupid if you have it at your house. Because they know where it is.
Yeah.
Your secret lair. Mm. They can knock on the door and bother you. I'm married. Matt, you're married. TJ, you're... You just came out. You probably you have a significant other. Still yeah. waiting for it to be legal in every state. But
His name is Childress. We've been dating for about 2.5 months. We met online on a children's fabric emporium. You know, there's a comment board, Threads, and that's how we met.
What good is a man cave if they know where it is? I think your man cave has to be at Secret. Another location
that your wife doesn't know.
Secret location
that your wife doesn't know.
Yeah.
My girlfriend would never, she refuses to let me have an apartment where I can work and crash if it's really late.
Let's tweedleize that right now.
Let's tweedleize it.
What do you mean?
Here's a tiny opinion. Well, I've said, would it be okay if I had an office where I have like a Murphy bed or something in case I'm getting done with shows at 3 a.m, you've got to get up early. She's like, no way. Absolutely not. Which, you know, I think I understand because it seems like a place to have... You know, liaisons and trysts, which I don't even know what either of those words mean, but I know they're bad. And my lady friend uses them a lot.
But I think there should be trust enough where it's not going to make any difference, right?
That's what I think.
That's what we have to work towards.
That's great, right. It's what you're working towards, and that's what you want it to be.
And she knows how you feel about Nancy Grace. So that's one.
I mean, I can't get an erection
unlikely.
Even inside of Nancy
Grace. Even inside of Nancy Grace, you can't get an erection. So you have that going for you.
I have a tiny opinion.
She probably wants you to do that show a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your tiny opinion?
If I come up on you, you're a pedestrian, and okay. I stop kind of quickly, and you give me one of those looks like, watch where you're driving, buddy. I always kind of take that. But you don't need to walk, and then about 10 paces later,
turn
give
back.
Another look.
Give the stink eye?
Well, you've already given the first stink eye. We don't need double
back.
Stink. I don't need any double
stink.
Double
stink eye on the crosswalk.
No double stinks.
No
keep
can
single
do.
Single stink.
Single stink eye on the crosswalk.
There we go. You agree?
That's, yes.
Yeah.
That's a TJ-ism.
You don't need to do it. Single stink on the crosswalk.
Single stink on the cross. Single stink on the cross.
Single stink on the cross.
Even
no
Jesus
stink.
Didn't give the double stink eye.
No, yeah. Even as he was being crucified, he gave one stink
one
eye.
One stink eye.
And he kept
that's the limit.
Second one for heaven.
Yep. Second one for afterwards. Maybe for Easter.
Easter, he got up
if
and
that's
gave
how
a real
works,
stink
I'm
eye.
Real.
When he was resurrected at Easter, he got up, he was looking at everybody going,
yeah.
Hey.
If that's how it works.
You,
I'm
you
not
guys
sure about
let
Easter.
Let me die, by the by, for your sins.
Yeah.
Double stink.
He gave him the single stink, and then for Easter, when he came back, and I'm not sure how that religion, not sure how it all works. I'm not that good at geology, but if he came back.
I think it's geology.
Yeah. If he came back, and I'm not that.
Study of rocks.
Yeah.
And
not really that good at geometric shapes, but if he came back, mm-hmm. and during Easter, he doesn't give this double stink,
geometry.
Right?
It's geometry.
Single stink on the crosswalk. I love it. That's good. Here's another one for a tiny opinion. Especially if you're single, don't buy a book and read a book you don't want to be seen reading in public. You know? Like if you're single, how's someone supposed to come on to you if you're holding, you know, Codependent No More or Suicide for Dummies? You know, you want to be reading Voltaire, right?
Yeah, Voltaire.
Or, you know, the entire biography of Samuel Longhorn Clemens, maybe.
Yeah, I read
perhaps.
When I was growing up in high school, I was reading the. I wanted to read Mein Kampf, not for any anti-Semitic reasons, but because I was just interested in what Hitler wrote that got an entire nation to follow him in this terrible place. And it was bright orange. I always remember that it was bright.
The book itself,
the cover,
or?
It was bright orange. Why the fuck? Where they make Mein Kampf bright orange. It's almost like the publisher was like, if you buy this, shame on you. People should know. It's like fluorescent orange. So this is all
what
true.
What color should it have been?
It's all true. I think probably camouflage. if you want to know the truth.
Okay.
But
camouflage mind comp.
I made, this is true, in high school, as I was reading it, I made a bookmark that had a swastika with a circle and a line through it, around it, to sort of say...
You're against it.
As I'm reading this, I don't like Nazis. It was so weird. I can't imagine somebody looking over and being like, that guy's reading Mein Kampf. Why, he's a Nazi. That son of a bitch,
wait,
that anti-Semitic. I'm going to come over there and I'm going to tell him something. Hey, excuse me. No, you think you can just read that and follow the idea? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see your bookmark. How is it? Pretty interesting? Yeah, I mean, he was a monster, but okay. I'm going to go back over here.
Well,
pretty orange. Pretty color orange.
Did you ever read it in the car?
No.
Because if you had, just for the sake of, if you had, I'm sure a trucker would have CB'd it.
CB'd.
Easter Bunny, come on in if you got your ears on. We got a guy reading Mein Kampf, but there's a line with a cross through it.
Mein Kampf? That's your Kampf. I ain't reading that.
This is Itsy Bitsy Spider.
It's Itsy Bitsy.
I'm really, this is something I didn't know about you.
I did not know that.
I had no idea you read Mein Kampf.
Well, I couldn't finish
it. What did you glean from it?
I couldn't finish it. It was too crazy.
Mm-hmm. Did you read it in German or in the...
No, I read it in English.
Okay, okay.
That's yeah, I don't read in German.
That's kind of wimpy.
I look down on it, actually.
Yeah, yeah. That's a tiny opinion.
The Germanic language written... For me, is disgusting. I do speak German fluently, though.
Let's move it along to practical living in a modern age.
Practical living in ein modern age.
Practical living in a modern age. Always have a swimsuit. It's summertime coming up. I don't like, I didn't bring my swimsuit.
Keep a swimsuit in your car. Keep an umbrella and a swimsuit in your car. What is wrong with these people?
I don't have my swimsuit.
They can barely talk.
Bring your swimsuit, for God's sake. And once a year, do something that requires you to say, watch this. At least once a year. Watch this. Because some bad shit happens after you say, watch this.
I think that's right. Every year you should do one thing that is worth saying to a group of people, watch this.
Yeah,
at least. But I say put an umbrella and a swimming suit in your car. Just keep them in there.
Both? You've mentioned the umbrella thing.
Yeah.
I don't think in the summer. I don't think that's...
No.
A gun?
Yeah, a gun, an umbrella, and a swimsuit.
Inside the swimsuit?
You're ready for the apocalypse. It's hot out here. I'd like some shade. Maybe go for a swim and kill anyone who tries to take my food or resources. Stay away from my gas, Jerry. I knew you before the apocalypse. But I would invite you over for dinner now. Karen's dead, Jerry. And so is our friendship. Get off my land. Jerry with a G. I've been imagining his name spelled with a G. Did you guys get that or no?
I did.
That didn't come across?
I think it came across. We're talking about names here. I was still picturing him as a lefty or a red.
Lefty or red, now he goes by Jerry.
Bring a swimsuit, say watch this, and you know what? Pick out a girl that's limping.
Mm-hmm.
Pick out a limping girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're not George Clooney. Pick out someone with one tiny, lovable flaw.
And let that flaw always be an unaffected gait.
It could be. Could be an unaffected gait. Or it could be what I have. You know, April, you've felt the horn, haven't you? She's a little horn in her head.
Yeah, April does have a horn on her.
People think I'm joking because of all the, but under her hair, she has like a...
She really does. I've felt it. And it's good luck to rub it, right?
Yeah, it is good luck. I think so.
She has a horn. Well, I'm actually, my girlfriend, I would say her greatest flaw is that
loving
she's perfect.
You. Loving you?
Yeah, loving me.
You know what I would say to you and your girlfriend, and this is what I'd like to sing at your wedding if I ever get invited? Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much. I want to hold you till the fear in me subsides.
I love your voice, Red.
We're going to move it along to maskers.
Okay, now, I just want to say I apologize about last week.
Actually, somebody wrote us a note about this.
Well, I apologize about last week, and I may have gotten a little bit upset.
So. Well, actually, somebody actually wrote again. It was Jake Webb this time.
Okay.
He wrote, so does this maskers thing have something to do with the masks? If not, why is it called maskers?
Hey, Jake. It's me, TJ. I'd like to speak directly with you for just a second. Everybody else, just skip ahead about 10 seconds in the podcast. Jake, you listening in? What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you out of your mind? There's no masks. Jake, I've said it before. We are plain-faced masker. Matt, damn it. We are plain-faced masters. I don't want to talk about it. I'm done. Sick of it.
So, Jake, I think you...
Enough is enough. Jake, you old goddamn crab apple. You barrel full of crackers.
Thank you so much to all of our listeners. And
thank you guys. So, yeah, thank you for listening whenever I come on the show. A little shout out to Gemma C. She's just...
Gemma
the little
C?
Irish
lass. It was her birthday last week or something, yeah. Wasn't it?
Happy late birthday. And if so it wasn't your birthday last week, it was in the last year. So happy birthday.
Yes,
happy
I'm belated. Sure there was a birthday going on there somewhere. She's great. We have so many friends. You know, this is one of my favorites. She wrote us something. Stephanie Lee at Stephicide. At Stephicide. She's one of my favorites. She wrote, why aren't there so many songs about rainbows? Why aren't there?
So you would expect we live in a world where people are like, oh, God, another song about a fucking rainbow? There are so many songs about rainbows.
She's saying there aren't that many, and I
but
looked
I'm
it up.
I'm saying she thinks, why do we live in a world where people aren't saying, why are there
why
so
aren't
many
there
rainbows?
More?
Yeah.
Why aren't there more she rainbow songs? Because rainbows are awesome, you know? I mean, I've been total anti-sunset. I think that's on the record.
Hey, you're not into
sunsets.
Sunset,
are bullshit. Sunsets are fucking bullshit, okay? Nobody on a CB that's cool enough to be on a CB is like, hey, put your ears on. Check out that sunset.
Yeah.
No, they're saying they're cooler than that. They're like, let's put together a convoy.
Yeah. Rainbows. You know?
Rainbows. Songs about rainbows. What's on the other side?
I don't understand why. Yeah, rainbows are great. I've always
rainbows
loved
are
them.
Great.
I thought it was unfair that that homosexuals took that as they just.
I know. Ween has a song called "Homo Rainbow." What? You can't hijack the rainbow.
It's so weird that people are saying. Yeah, they go. That's what color do you guys want to have for your flag? All of them.
Yeah,
every
greedy.
Single one of them.
It's really greedy.
Sorry to the homosexual community.
You know, for me,
it's a little greedy.
You know what it is? That's the for the homosexual community. That's the double stink eye.
Yeah,
as far as I'm
exactly.
Concerned.
Isn't
it's a double stink?
Hey, homosexual community, isn't fuchsia enough?
You can't have every color.
That's my manser.
I mean, there's no aroma borealis toe tappers.
Aroma.
Aroma?
I think
the
you said
smell.
Aroma Borealis.
Well, the smell of the Borealis?
Yeah, ugh.
There's no songs about
I hate
that
this
either.
Aroma of Borealis. Smells like, sounds like old soup somebody threw at another man.
There's a Rainbow in the Dark song that's Ronnie James Dio. Mm-hmm. Is that right? I think you're right, Stephanie. There should never be enough rainbow songs. Rainbows are
rainbow
awesome.
Songs.
How about another one? This is from Keith Allen.
Can I say something real quick to Stephicide?
Yeah.
If you ask for a rainbow and all someone gives you is the rain, throw a soup on them. Thank you. Thank you.
It's like bringing a poet into the, it's like having a poet in the studio with me. Thank you, TJ Miller.
Thank you for having me.
I still
me
don't finish. Know what Miller stands for, what those letters stand for.
It stands for.
But thank you.
For everything that's right about turning flour into bread.
You know what Miller means to me now?
What?
Poetry.
Oh, God. Thank you.
It does. And let's move it along to Keith Allen at Keitha11. This is a good one. If you could get stoned with one historical figure, who would it be? And I mean, this is, I've never been stoned, but I could imagine like what that would be like. And mm-hmm. There's, you know, there's a lot of options. So I don't know what you think. I was thinking I might go Thomas Jefferson because you just don't know what would happen. You know, I mean, he's a man of many talents. He's what they would call a Renaissance man. Not unlike yourself,
yeah,
TJ Miller.
True.
You don't know. You could end up building something or inventing something.
I am
or maybe
a Renaissance
just...
man because I do mediocre comedy and I also go to Renaissance fairs.
Mm. Renaissance pleasure
I do all
fairs?
All those things, yeah. Renaissance.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
I think it would be for me, since we're in that era, Ben Franklin.
Well, yeah. Because
then you're inventing stuff. But why do you say Renaissance? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jefferson invented stuff too, it just didn't get quite as famous.
Because mm-hmm. It wasn't
he invented, I don't know if you realize this, he invented the non-double stink eye crosswalk.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And that's a crosswalk where a person isn't
Didn't
able
stick.
To turn their
Didn't
head twice.
Stick.
No, okay, yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of choices. Some people would go with Hunter S. Thompson.
I think he'd be into more, you know,
he'd be heavier.
Smoke
I don't think anything
with,
would happen right, to him
yeah.
if he got stoned. Nothing would happen. Bob Marley, I feel like you'd probably
That's
get too
cliche,
stoned.
Yeah.
Plus, you'd get too stoned because he's probably pretty immune to it at that point.
I'd like to go back and get high with the first person ever to smoke marijuana, whoever that historical figure is, because I would know what it would be like and they wouldn't, and that would be pretty fun.
That would be good.
Yeah.
What about Einstein? What do you think about Einstein?
No, I'd feel so stupid around him. It'd be like getting stoned with Stephen Hawking.
Mm.
You don't know that they're... But Einstein seemed nice. Andy Warhol would be a fun one.
Andy Warhol. Yeah, that would be good. You could do a little poetry or a little painting.
I could do some poetry for him while he painted me.
You could do poetry. He could paint. Let's do one more. This is
one more masker.
This is by Liam Astley. Would you rather have sex with a comatose human or a talking dog?
I'm going to put my mask on for this one. Wait, no, I'm not Jake Webb, you stupid asshole. That doesn't have anything to do with this. I'm going to answer this with nothing on my face or head.
I mean, this is a, you know, our listeners, they ask very profound questions. Would you rather have sex with a comatose human or a talking dog? Now, for me, I'd like to do something I've never done before, so I wouldn't do either. He always like to do new stuff.
Oh my gosh!
What do you think?
I can't believe that it made me. I mean, I that was so surprising to me that you've done both those things. and the way you said it, I thought for sure you were going to say one of them. But then you said neither. I would like to have sex with a talking dog, just because for the first time in the history of human beings having sex with animals, the animal would be able to say, "I don't like this." This is not fun for me. There's plenty of farmers out there. They're like, no, the sheep likes it. No, they don't like it. Okay, they don't know what's going on. You don't even look anything like what they want to have sex with. It's crazy. That's what I would say.
Yeah,
you know, you can't have sex with a comatose person unless it's your wife.
Here's
a question. If your wife is comatose and you guys didn't discuss it, can you have sex with her while she's in a coma?
Boy, this is getting very dark.
I think I'm going to discuss it. I think it's polite. That's a bit rude, TJ.
You know, I think
to have sex with your comatose wife. I'm going to have this conversation with my girlfriend. I'm going to go home and say, listen, if you're in a coma and I'm alone.
Well, be careful because I think she might not become your wife if you.
You think that's enough to stop her?
The question itself?
Yeah.
The fact that she thinks that she might, that you're thinking along these lines,
I swear
you know, maybe you should ask something more like, "Can I have a man cave in a separate location?" That's a little more.
I mean, I want to find out right now.
Are you tweeting or are you?
I'm gonna text her.
You're texting her right now.
She's not on Twitter. If she was, I would.
Yeah, this could take a while.
No. I think she'll come back right.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. He really is. Right now, he's texting his
girlfriend. For a podcast, would you let me have sex with you if you were in a coma?
Yeah, this is
right?
pretty serious.
Is that enough? I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here
she says yes. She's already responded. Hold on.
Oh,
she said yes to the question.
Okay.
Here we go. She's going to answer in just a second here. Would that be rude? I'm going to ask after.
Would that be rude?
Her answer.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to text her that. She's answering.
Yeah.
She's
How do you know?
Because it shows that she's typing on iMessage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, guys, check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's called
that?
A smartphone, Cash. Most of the world has them. If you want to know about them, just ask any other human being alive. Okay. Here, she's
really
writing an answer. Oh, this is a long answer. What do you think? What do you think your wife would say?
I think she'd say it's fine actually, but I
really
I think she'd say it's preferable.
No, what do you think she would really say? What do you think she would really say
to her being awake?
This is the answer. This tells you about my girlfriend.
Yeah,
that question is pointless. Oh, Cheryl, that question is pointless. Being in a coma means I'm without consciousness, meaning I can't make a conscious choice to have or not have sex. So I'm writing. Can I?
We're doing this live.
I mean, this is
people,
all happening
People
live.
Say, like, it was better live. It's always better live.
It is. It's always better live. Okay, she's writing one more thing. I said, so can I? Would that be rude? And she is writing back. Right now.
That time, Greg? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, we got to wrap this
guys,
up.
Guys, we got to wrap this up. This
okay,
is,
so I've... she basically said that question is pointless. Being in a coma means I am without consciousness, meaning I can't make a conscious choice to have or not have sex. So I guess it is, it's undecided. I
mean, it's undecided. We're gonna have this
we'll come
be,
back
to be
it.
Continued. TJ Miller.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank
hey,
you, Matt.
It's so great to have you in here live.
Matt Belknap.
I always like it better when you're on live.
TJ Miller. I mean, I'm on live. She writes, I'm pretty sure having sex with a coma is a crime akin to rape or necrophilia. So, can you, deviant? And I'm writing, yes. Okay. All right, that's it. So,
it was a dark way to end the episode.
But it brought me closer to my lady friend.
But we really were able to kind of restore the trust in your relationship, and that feels good.
So, yeah. Consciously yeah. or not.
All right, let's go to hotels and steal some statues right now.
And little statuettes.
No
little
double stink
statues.
Eye.
Statues.
No double stink eye.
Minotaurs.
Thanks for coming on Red Lefty.
Centaurs. And statues.
Tommy Childress.
Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.